Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Richard Kim. I represent Petitioner Love Korean Church. Petitioner respectfully asks court to reverse district court summary judgment against it because, first, there was no sufficient and good cause at the time when CIS issued notice of intention to revoke approved visa petition. Second, CIS decision to revoke approved visa petition was not based upon reasons specified in notice of intention to terminate approved visa petition.
Counsel, can you help me with one thing? I read your brief, of course, and familiar with the arguments that you've made with respect to improper classification or denial of classification. But I'm still troubled by the fact that your client, at the same time that he was applying for the religious worker exemption, claimed to be here as a full-time student. Is it possible under our law for him to be both at the same time?
Actually, my client, when he applied visa petition, he met statutory requirement. He worked as a full-time salary choir director for 2 years. Therefore, he is eligible for visa petition, Your Honor.
No, I understand about the church position. What I'm asking is, can he be a full-time student and at the same time be a full-time employee of the church?
No, Your Honor, not possible.
Okay, so if we agree with that, then he came into the United States as a full-time student.
That's correct, Your Honor.
So if he wasn't a full-time student, was he here illegally at that point?
When he applied for, that's correct, Your Honor. When he applied for I-130 petition, he actually stayed in the United States illegally.
Okay, so you are admitting that when he applied for the religious worker exemption that required him to be performing this role for 2 years, he was not a full-time student and he was in the United States illegally at that point. Is that what you're saying?
Technically not, Your Honor, because when he applied I-130 at the initial point, law regulation require he may study. And even though he's volunteer music director, he was eligible to apply for I-130. That's why USCIS grant his church's visa petition, Your Honor. So while visa petition approved, I-45 pending, then technically he can get paid and he can.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the green card issue. I'm talking about the classification. As a student, he said he came as a full-time student. As I understand your comment, you are admitting that at some point during this process, he was no longer a full-time student, although he was here theoretically because he was a full-time student.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And as I understand it, you're saying that during that period, until if he had obtained the religious exemption, would have taken care of it, but he was here illegally during that time. He was not complying with the terms of his visa.
At the time when he applied three immigrant visa petition for him.
Right.
When he when church filed first I-35 visa petition, he maintained his status because at the church honestly believed that he could study as full-time student, still he could be eligible as choir director for the purpose of applying for green card.
On a different point, the IJ seems to have made some put considerable emphasis on some discrepancies in the schedule of hours that he supposedly had put in or what, to get his full 2 years of full-time religious work. And do you have any explanation? I mean, some of the schedules talked about substantial time spent in library work or in teaching, and others did not.
Your Honor, at a time when CIS issued a notice of intention to terminate approved visa petition, USCIS cited, made issue, there's only one issue. That issue was when USCIS issued notice of intention to terminate the visa petition, there was only one issue. The job description was not related, was not traditional religious function. However, they made only one issue. And then at the time when the USCIS denied, when USCIS issued revocation notice, they cite different reason. However, in matter of Arias, BIS held that decision to revoke approval of visa petition can only be grounded on the factual allegations specified in the notice of intention to terminate approval notice.
Counsel, as I see it, I have a question I would like to follow up on Judge Canby's. The service found that it said that there were two problems. I said that that the evidence doesn't show that the beneficiary was working full-time as a choir director. It said that at best they could find about 13 hours per week in music-related activity. And on the schedule that the church submitted, we have substantial amounts of time, about at least 12 hours a week, in collecting library references and materials. And it turns out to be a substantial part of his day. What is that?
Okay. You and I, at the time, actually, frankly,
Before you answer the question, just for frame of reference, the Korean Love Church is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And how large is the congregation?
It has around 200 people, 200 registered.
About 200, and about how large is the choir?
Choir is 30 members.
About 30 members of the choir. Okay. So what are the 12 hours a week spent in collecting library references and materials?
Okay. Actually, we submitted two separate job descriptions, and then the job duties you are referring to proposed job description, which church is submitted at the first time, but later at a in response to USCIS request for more documents, the church submitted a more detailed job description. At that point,
you gave us a diagram that gave us a pie shape, and so that one didn't correspond with the earlier schedule that you had submitted.
Yeah, there is some discrepancy, Your Honor. I admit that.
Yeah, things just didn't match up, and immigration was not happy about the fact that it couldn't figure out what he was doing. But this one schedule that you gave us, you told the service that you had that he was collecting library references and materials, and I guess I don't understand what that means.
Okay, you know, to actually, music director of the church handle all kind of the church's theme and music activities. Therefore, music director is required to collect.
He was collecting music for the choir?
Yes.
Okay. Now you separately had listed here that he was selecting choir pieces for the following week. But that was a different entry and a different amount of time.
Actually, the choir director required a lot of the, those type of research-oriented work, Your Honor.
Okay. Anything further, counsel?
Okay.
Your time is up, but is there anything else that you want to talk to us about?
Yes, I want to make two. I could not make the two statements.
All right.
The first statement, at the time when the USCIS issued notice of intent to termination, USCIS must provide a detailed statement, a specific statement of facts and supporting evidence. However, there is, as far as the supporting evidence is concerned, they refer to only petitioner's letter, which contains phrase, beneficiary will be hired choir director. However, there is no such petition, sir, Your Honor. So there is no supporting evidence for the purpose of issuing notice of intention to terminate approved notice. Second, when USCIS revoke approved notice, it based on different reason, not at first stage the only issue they made was the job did not relate to traditional leadership function. However, when they issue revocation, they based on they base their decision on the job is not full-time position. However, in the Merovia areas, BIS held that the base must be same. Decision to revoke approval visa petition must be grounded on the factual allegations specified in the notice of the intention to revoke approved petition. And it's USCIS and INS adjudicating field manual 22.2 also state that ultimate decision can only be based on reason specified in the notice of intention to revoke visa petition. Thus, USCIS did not follow procedure. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. We'll hear from the government.
Good morning. Keith Stav on behalf of the appellees. May it please the court, as we've stated in our brief, the Immigration Service properly revoked the immigration visa because the church failed to establish that Mr. Park would be working as in a religious occupation for the 2 years prior to filing the petition. They submitted some evidence that was contradictory, and as the court pointed out, there were two different schedules.
Counsel, is the problem here that it failed to show that he was a full time employee of the church working in as a choir director, which would go to the questions that I was asking Mr. Kim about the distributing library materials and being the Korean teacher and so on, or is the problem that the service doesn't believe that a choir director is a religious occupation?
No, I don't think it's the latter. I think it's the former. That he hadn't shown that he was working in religious occupation as a choir director. A choir director, if he had been performing those duties and had demonstrated as such, that could be conceivably a religious occupation for the church. The problem here is that he didn't establish that he was working as a choir director full-time for those 2 years. He spent much of his time, probably more of his time, doing library referencing and Korean school duties than he did actually as a choir director.
Do you have any idea what the library referencing was? I see it on the schedule, but I'm not exactly sure what it relates to. Did the church have a library that needed maintaining?
It's absolutely unclear from the record, which is what the problem here is. The AAO and the Immigration Service didn't have any evidence establishing any link between researching in the library and performing school duties, Korean school duties, and unless they met their burden of showing a link between those duties and some religious function, they didn't meet their burden, and the visa should have been revoked.
So is it your position, counsel, the government's position, that if you're the choir director, that's all you can do is do the choir? You can't do related secular activities?
I don't think that's the case. I think you can perform some administrative duties, but the federal regulation requires that you be coming to the United States solely to perform a religious function. That suggests that the primary duty would be a religious function.
Okay, so you're talking about primary duty. Some of the examples in the regulation, though, include workers in religious hospitals, religious translators, religious broadcasters. And is it reasonable to assume that somebody who's a hospital worker doesn't take out the garbage, or somebody who is there doesn't go down in the kitchen and have something to eat or whatever? I'm puzzled as to the government's construction of this particular regulation.
Well, clearly there are some administrative duties involved in any religious occupation, and likewise for a choir director or for a hospital worker. Mm-hmm. But the problem here is the church did not establish that he was doing much of any religious occupation. He was spending maybe less than a third of his week doing choir practice, and that's the job that they applied for. That's the job.
So what percentage, from the government's perspective, in order to qualify under 8 CFR 204.5M2, what percentage of this gentleman's time did he have to spend leading the choir and doing choir practice?
I don't know that the regulation points out a percentage. I don't know that there is a policy that sets forth a percentage of how much secular versus religious.
Would it have to be a majority?
I would say it would have to be at least a majority.
And do you have any cases, regulations, or anything that would substantiate that?
I'm not aware of any that point out a majority, other than the regulation itself, which states that the religious worker must be coming to the United States solely to work as a religious occupant.
Are you familiar with the Soltaine case?
Yes, I am.
You know, that's Justice Alito wrote that a job may qualify under the regulation if it has some religious significance. So under that circumstance, if we take the reasoning of the Third Circuit and Soltaine, why would the activities of this gentleman have to meet a majority of spend a majority of his time leading the choir? Why couldn't it relate to library work or teaching or other things that had some religious connotation?
Well, there are a limited number of visas that are provided for religious workers, and in order for them to be properly given to those who are actually performing religious functions, the service has to carefully scrutinize the applications. Now, I'm aware of that language. I don't think it's clear from that decision what percentage is involved in the term sum. There's not a whole lot of explanation.
Since there's a limited number of these visas, what is the standard applied by the service when they look at these things?
They require that you show primarily, if not entirely, religious occupation and the entire time, continuous full-time employment in the position that was applied for, in this case, a choir director.
So if we were to agree with the government, I assume you would be looking for some Ninth Circuit law that clarifies the point that if you want a religious worker's exemption, that the applicant has the burden to show that at least a majority of the time is going to be spent on religious work.
That would be correct.
Well, did the AAO, you can read their opinion as saying everything has to be at least related to the religious work, the choir. And that's a standard that's almost impossible to meet, isn't it? I mean,
It may be a difficult standard, and as I've stated, I think that the some administrative function, some secular function, has to be permitted for these religious workers. But in a case like this, where the religious worker shows he's only performed perhaps a third of his time in a religious occupation, he hasn't satisfied the the criteria set forth in the regulation.
Does everything he does, all the non-religious work, have to relate to his position as choir director? The AAO seemed to say so. I don't know.
Well, that is the position that was applied for. The church submitted a substantial documentation showing that he was going to be doing pretty much nothing but choir director work. Mm. The verification of weekly duties, 49% is religious performance involving choir duties, 31% is rehearsal involving choir duties. So they've demonstrated that he was going to be working solely as a choir director.
Well,
and I think that
70.
They should be held to that accountability.
The AAO indicated that there was no evidence that Mr. Park's position related directly to the church's religious creed. Where in the record does the AAO find any substantiation for that position?
Your Honor, I looked for that, and I didn't find anything specific to that.
I didn't either, and what I did find was that in the church's submission, it said, and I'm quoting, the church views religious music as a form of religious worship. The choir director has a calling to express worship through song and music. He leads the congregation in expressing the great message of hymns and teaches the words of Christ and the prophets through music. I didn't find anything to refute that. Do you know what the AAO relied upon in making its statement that there was no evidence that his position was part of the creed?
I could not find anything that would suggest that. I think it's clear that if some, the regulation even points out that cantors can be performing religious functions. So I think that a choir director, if involved in the religious aspect of the church, full-time, continuously, for those 2 years, it would satisfy the statute.
This would also be true of the AAO's finding that there was no evidence that the governing body of the church recognized the position of choir director, right?
I have seen nothing supportive. I don't know what the AAO relied on in that.
How many of the AAO's findings have to be wrong for us to reverse?
I think the court can, if it finds that there's even one ground for affirming, that would be sufficient.
Okay, so and the fact that there was inconsistency is sufficient.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And what would you rely upon in the law to substantiate that point? What can you cite us to?
I vaguely recall the RL investment case, but I'd have to, if the court would like, I can perhaps provide further briefing with that, with the cases that cite.
By my count, there were five reasons given by the AAO, four of which on the record seem to be inaccurate. The only one that seems to have any substance to it is number one, that there was inconsistency regarding Park's work schedule. I think it's rather important that we know upon what the government relies in saying that if that's correct, even all the rest of the points made were wrong, that we still have to affirm the AAO.
Absolutely, Your Honor. I'd be happy to provide
a... You want to give us a 28-J letter or something like that that would substantiate that position?
Yes. If the court has no further questions, we'll submit on that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Staub. All right. Love Korean Church is submitted. We thank counsel for the argument.